In the spring of this year, President Obama told the American people that the new health care law would, quote, become more popular as people learned more about it. However, politicians and voters seem to disagree with that observation. Polls show that Republicans strongly oppose the health care law, independents are wary of it, and even a number of Democrats want the law repealed. The issue of health care is a leading issue this election and may hurt the reelection chances of many Democrats. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
The toxic red sludge that inundated three Hungarian villages has reached the Danube River, but officials say no immediate danger is evident. Europe had feared a catastrophe if the sludge, a waste product of making aluminum, contaminated the river after bursting out of a factory's reservoir. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including the existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish. And for those of you who don't know Barry, he's an Israeli citizen and investigative reporter who spent 30 years investigating corruption within the Israeli government. But because of threats to his life, he was forced to move, and he's here in the United States and certainly keeps us appraised of what's going on in Israel today. Because basically so much of what's going on in the world centers around the little country of Israel. And why should Israel be so important? Well, I believe God has a specific purpose for Israel in his plan that I believe is unfolding today. And I think we are going to see probably following the election or by next year some more developments over there. But to see what's going on today, let's talk to Barry. Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks.
What are we going to talk about today?
Well, a lot has happened, but it's not openly colorful. But you still have to look at the surface before there's something spectacular like a murder or a terror attack. Underneath the surface, well, let's just start with underneath the surface of Iran, because Ahmadinejad is flying to Lebanon this week, and it's not to see the Lebanese government. He wants to see the Hezbollah war positions, and, well, he's looking for a pretext, and apparently he's hopping mad. Now, what's going on is that a brilliant piece of cyber warfare produced a computer virus called the Stuxnet. Now, the Stuxnet came out of nowhere and has focused almost entirely on Iran. A few of the viruses managed to get to China, but Iran is apparently wiped. Well, what they are saying, I don't have a computer in Iran, but they're saying that it targeted power plants, the military, and the nuclear facilities. Now, to knock out a nuclear facility, apparently you don't need a jet or a bomb. You can do it very, very quietly, and from all reports, very efficiently. This virus...
I'm talking about the computers.
Yeah. Yeah. You run everything through computers now. Look, I've been reading about the Stuxnet and the implications for us, forget Iran, the implications for anyone with a computer are extremely worrisome. Look, everything but everything is computer run today. And what this Stuxnet claims to do is to knock out refining plants, oil drilling sites. And I don't know if you've noticed, but since the BP Horizon disaster, there have been fires and explosions all over the states of fuel stations, of drilling stations. Now, I can't prove that some virus like the Stuxnet, the Stuxnet can order a machine to get so hot it'll blow up. I've been looking at this for 4 months, by the way. There have been rumors that there are these viruses that simply take a drilling station and muck up the works to the point where the drilling station itself will set itself on fire.
All right. Now, who then created this vicious or dangerous virus? That's the big question.
I mean, look. I'm going to tell you who I think most logically did it, but I've been reading the reports, and they're very varied. You know, some reports say that the virus has been traced to the United States. Look, the fact is that Iran suspects Israel. Ahmadinejad is hopping mad that his computers are down. And by the way, if you can do it once, you can do it over and over again. You can shut down Iran's nuclear capability, and apparently even worse, you can get the machinery to overheat with this virus that Iran is looking to find out who did it. And Ahmadinejad, again, is looking for a pretext to go on an all-out missile war. The fact of the matter is he's going to be in Lebanon, and he's looking for his pretext, and he is blaming the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, for a pretty good reason. And this, again, I received people who wrote me and said that within the IDF there is a cyber warfare unit. It's called Unit 8200. Now, again, off the cuff and talking to people, they say that hackers, young teenage hackers who were caught, were just given a choice, go to jail, or when you're drafted in the Army, you're going to go to Unit 8200, and you're going to engage in cyber warfare. And apparently this unit is the best at it. I mean, these guys could develop a virus called the Stuxnet. They've got the talent to do that. Now, that's not to say that somewhere in the Pentagon you don't have a cyber warfare unit that can also develop the Stuxnet. But, again, for Ahmadinejad, it really doesn't matter if it's the United States or Israel. He wants a war soon, and he's going to get he may get his war. He's going to Lebanon on a war planning mission. He's not going there to make peace with Lebanon. Now, there's, again, an issue that you have to know about that is going to cause Lebanon to erupt, and that is an international investigation. It's a commission to investigate who murdered the Lebanese prime minister. This is, what, 5 years ago already, in an explosion that took down a good chunk of downtown Beirut. The findings are about to come out, they tell us, and that Hezbollah is about to get blamed for the actual terror act, and they're all over the place. There are rumors in the Arab press that Hezbollah's only way out is to cause a coup in Lebanon, to take over the whole... Oops, I hear music.
And we will be back in a moment with Barry Shamish talking about the unsettling event in the Near East.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and he's talking about what's going on in the Near East. And, of course, apparently there is a report that's going to come out, may very well come out quite soon, suggesting that the Lebanese prime minister was killed by Hezbollah. Now, people have tried to say it was Israel. Somebody was behind the assassination of the prime minister. But if it is Hezbollah, why, Barry suggests that perhaps they will move to have a coup in Lebanon and take over control of the government so that they will not be blamed for the murder of the prime minister. But you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, they'll be blamed. Now, for years, I mean, this commission has gone on 5 years. Most people thought it would be Syria that would be blamed. But, of course, Hezbollah has the... Well, they've got the explosives, and they got the experts, and they're allied to Syria. And apparently, this commission has nailed, well, they've nailed Hezbollah. Hezbollah could win a coup. Their army is stronger than the Lebanese army. So you've got this situation where the Ahmadinejad is on his way to Lebanon. Lebanon has coup talk. Ahmadinejad is going to the Israeli border to see Hezbollah positions, and he's mad as heck about this virus, this Stuxnet, it's shutting down his nuclear facilities, amongst other things. And like I say, you don't have to be dramatic. You have to look in the background, as boring as that is. Look, here's another piece of background. There is George Mitchell, and I add of the CFR, but he's a Middle Eastern ambassador to the American administration. He's running around the Middle East and trying to get both sides, that is Abbas and Netanyahu, to agree to a peace the CFR wants. And lo and behold, Abbas is stalling. And, well, you've got elections in November. Apparently, the timing to put your signature on agreement is not right now if you happen to be an Arab, because it's, well, it's in favor of Israel. They don't believe that Obama is prepared before the election to go to war head-to-head with Israel. It would be an electoral disaster. Well, it would be an additional electoral disaster for him. And Abbas is not playing ball with Mitchell. But on the other hand, Netanyahu, now here again, we're going to dive a little bit to try and understand why Netanyahu did not extend the building freeze, even though all the rumors, hands down, had him extending the freeze. He has literally lifted it, and there's building going on like crazy, because Netanyahu knows that before the midterm elections, Obama can steam all he wants, and it won't make a difference. He doesn't dare to challenge Israel at this moment. So Netanyahu is allowing building to go on as long, well, another month. And Abbas is stalling because he figures he'll get the worst possible deal. Like he's going to take any deal, but nonetheless, he doesn't want to sit and negotiate at this time because the American government is in a position where the public will really, really resent them for stomping on Israel right now. So that now there's one more side to this. Mitchell, which means, of course, Clinton, which means, of course, Obama, and then everyone who's pulling the strings of this government, they're preparing for a conference in Barcelona on November 20th. 5 days after the elections in Barcelona, they have promised a Middle Eastern Union. And I'm not going to describe what that is right now, but there is an organization founded by King Juan Carlos of Spain, ultimately easily traced right back to the Vatican, that has promised that they're going to sort out the Middle East on November 20th. Now, this organization is five Southern European nations and five Northern African Islamic nations. It's called the Mediterranean Union, and their big world premiere is in Barcelona, and they may not have all the negotiations. Might have to begin on November 15th because the Americans, they can't stomp on Israel for about a month. They can't stomp on Israel. So, well, what can you say? The Palestinians also are aware of timing. Everyone's aware of timing. Right now, everything is on hold. But when the elections end, this Barcelona conference is around the corner. You're going to see diplomacy like you've never seen before. After America can throw down the gauntlet and go and actually force, I say Israel, forget the Palestinians. Israel is going to be the one giving up, and the Palestinians are going to be the ones receiving. They're going to stomp on Israel, but not before the midterm elections.
But how can they force Israel to make concessions for the concessions? Every time Israel makes concessions to the Palestinians, when Palestinians go back on the deal, that's what happened with Gaza. And the Israelis pulled out of Gaza, took the homes away from 40,000 settlers there, and
Hamas
simply used that as a base for firing missiles more effectively into Israel. Why would Israel make any further concessions when the Palestinians have never kept their word?
Why did Israel? First of all, it's 10,000 in Gaza, but it's not like this is the first concession. Why did Menachem Begin, who really was an honest leader, give up on the Sinai? If Israel had the Sinai, at least Gaza would be surrounded on all sides and there'd be a little more control. Why did Israel give up northern Samaria and the settlements of northern Samaria? Why did Israel agree, this is, of course, Ehud Barak, without diving into which leader did what, walk out of southern Lebanon and leave their Christian allies, the South Lebanese army, at the mercy of Hezbollah? I mean, you're asking the question of why Israel does everything that goes against them. Of course, Gaza turned into a rocket launching pad. And of course, southern Lebanon, well, there's going to be a war over on southern Lebanese territory any day now, and the missiles are pointed from southern Lebanon at northern Israel. Obviously, Israel should have stayed in southern Lebanon and relied on their Christian army to neutralize the enemy. Every concession Israel has given, you can ask why. There are answers, and we don't have the time to dive in to just how infiltrated the Israeli leadership really, really is. Israel's never had a good deal, never. And, by the way, the next one with the PLO will be a disaster as well. You'll see a divided capital. You'll see more rockets and missiles aimed at Israel, this time from 7 or 8 miles from Tel Aviv. Now, that question is, why this time? What are you talking about? Why all the other times? Israel's concessions have so deeply weakened its defensive posture, and yet the concessions keep on coming.
Agreed. And certainly there is a betrayal. The leaders of Israel are betraying the Israeli people. Go right ahead.
Well, look, I'm going to continue with the story anyways, but this is, again, complicated, but it's not all that complicated. Well, I've been breathing the story. Look, again, it doesn't stop. This rumor, it just doesn't go away. The rumor that Netanyahu will, in fact, reinstitute the building freeze. Right now, he doesn't need to, apparently, because the Americans are weak before the elections. He trying to get in as much building as he can. But the rumor is the freeze will be extended in return for the release of Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard from American prison. And I don't know why anyone would believe this. If you examine what Pollard, again, accidentally was responsible for. Now, it has come out, and I'm going, look, if people understood the machinations and what Pollard was really up to in the years 84, 85, they'd realize it's not in the best interest of anyone in charge to let the guy go, especially if he knows anything and he's been keeping it quiet, and his mouth will start running the minute he's free. You can't just release Pollard. Now, I'm not going to go into the grand depths of what Pollard did. I'm going to give one incident. And then we will go back and talk Shimon Peres. But first of all, Peres was prime minister in 84, 85. He was getting this tremendous material from Pollard, which meant that Pollard had help. Now, without diving into the person who told him which files to get out of the Navy library, I mean, he didn't have the knowledge to know what the important files were. He was a clerk. Just so you know, and this has been widely reported, by the way, Robert McFarland was apparently Pollard's, front man in the American government, was Robert McFarland. And Oh, I don't want to dive into how many. Vanity Fair wrote an article how McFarland helped Pollard. It's not exactly a hidden fact. But nonetheless, one of the documents that Pollard, and again, I use the word Pollard, and it was also happening in the United States very high up, that Shimon Peres, again, Prime Minister of Israel during 84-85, when Pollard was at work, received amongst many, many documents, one Butte that he really liked a lot. He got documentation proving that the Bechtel Corporation had built and was running two poison gas plants for Saddam Hussein.
Now, and they couldn't let that information out because this was a violation of the law. And, of course, Bechtel ties right into the whole Brotherhood of Darkness, CFR complex, George Shultz, Caspar Weinberger, the whole hierarchy that was running the Reagan administration.
There you are. That explains, if you know the Pollard details, Caspar Weinberger went nuts. He threatened the judge. The judge wasn't cooperative enough, and he was murdered before Pollard's second hearing. If you dive into the story, as I once did, you realize that what Pollard, way back, 84, 85, supplied the Prime Minister of Israel with was blackmail material. Really, really serious. Serious enough to bring down the likes of Weinberger and Shultz and the Bush family. Now, without confusing people, I know a lot more than I'm telling. In short, Peres blackmailed. It was the Reagan administration, but by then Bush was running it. Reagan was almost felled. This is, again, another story. You look into the Reagan near assassination. Bush, in short, takes over the operations of the White House. Now, what Peres saw with Bechtel was such a violation. Oops, I hear music.
And, of course, that was George Shultz and Caspar Weinberger and Bechtel building the chemical weapons for Saddam Hussein. We couldn't let the American people know. We'll be right back.
Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds would like to say that many area parents feel frightened or somewhat intimidated to talk openly with their children about drug abuse. Parents, remember that open communication with your children along with love and understanding can, in fact, be the most effective weapon in the war against drugs in our community. You are the most important person in your child's life. Teach them to say no to drugs. That important message proudly brought to you by Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling. They are another local, concerned, and involved business working towards a better community for all. That's Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds. On the air because they care. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, before you go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can get to your PayPal button and help support your efforts to educate the American people.
Well, the books are easy. You just go to lulu.com. That is www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Shamish, and you'll get to all the books. And by the way, any book to download into your computer is $5. Getting it sent home, well, that's a bit more expensive, but for $5, you'll have a real good book for a week's reading at lulu.com. The website is barrychamish.com, and on it there is a PayPal button. If you want to donate to me, I will reward you, if you so desire, with a pretty nice gift. And if you want to order my DVDs or invite me to speak, my number is 904-315-8079. That is 904-315-8079. Now, back to this rumor that Netanyahu will extend a building freeze and in return get Pollard. And people don't, you know, to the Israelis, he was a victim of injustice. He was trying, as a Jew, to help the Jewish state. And that, and anti-Semitism put him in prison, and it's time he were released. This is not the story of Pollard. Now, again, I'm only doing one incident. I'm doing this Bechtel in Baghdad incident, and not Iran-Contra, which was, again, a result of Jonathan Pollard. Archive a show to get my books on that one. Right now, Paris discovers that Bechtel is running two poison gas plants, has built for Saddam Hussein, and it's operating two poison gas plants in Baghdad. And Paris, you know, Paris sees the significance of that. That is a complete violation of all the agreements signed with Israel, let alone the international community. Saddam Hussein is supposed to be a pariah. And, well, does Paris expose Bechtel in the media and saying that that poison gas could be used someday on Israelis? Of course not. He says, what a great piece of blackmail material. Now, here's the part where you can verify everything I've said. What Paris did is he blackmailed the American government again. It means Bush, and I've got plenty to talk about there, but not today. The point of the matter is he wrote a letter that somehow got to the Attorney General, which sounds, well, downright democratic. If you get a letter that has some problems attached to it, you ask the Attorney General for advice, and the Attorney General then was Edwin Meese. In this letter, Paris proposes an insurance policy. Now, back then, Iran couldn't get its oil through the Persian Gulf without danger because of the Iranian ships. And a solution was to build an oil pipeline from Iraq to the Jordanian Red Sea port of Aqaba. And Bechtel was, again, I don't know if it was Peres's idea as a pretext or whether it was actually going to be built, but Bechtel was going to build this pipeline from Iraq to Jordan, about 800 miles. And according to Peres's bribe, Israel will sign an insurance policy worth $700 million to be deposited every year, $70 million a year, in the Israeli Labor Party coffers. In short, Israel won't bomb the pipeline, not even in times of war, and will be paid $700 million to the Prime Minister and his political party not to bomb the pipeline. Now, look, this is such an unclever piece of blackmail. In short, how deep do you have to go to realize that you don't pay a country not to bomb a pipeline? I mean, this is out of the fantasy world. Nonetheless, America, that is the Bush administration, were stuck. Bechtel actually was operating poison gas centers. Weinberger and Schultz were in the government. Weinberger was a former VP of Bechtel, and Schultz was on the board of directors. And Bechtel, because of Bechtel, they would have to come up with $700 million, all of it going to Peres and his political party. Somehow, this letter got out that Meese was holding on to a letter from Peres proposing this wacky, well, it comes down to Israel blackmailing and America accepting the blackmail with a bribe. It's just such a blatant piece of criminality. And somehow, Meese was holding on to the note from Peres, and it became a scandal. Now, people, Meese had to quit as Attorney General because of the Peres bribe. Now, go on Google, look up Edwin Meese resignation, and go read why way back in 87 or so, whenever Meese resigned, it was because Shimon Peres was blackmailing the American government, and Meese didn't inform the legal authorities that this illegal letter sent by Peres was in his hands. That, all I can say is, go look up Edwin Meese and find out why he resigned, and you will be shocked to know, because Shimon Peres sent him a letter, Edwin Meese had to resign, and this would have been, my goodness, Weinberger would have had to resign, and Schultz would have had to. If this thing got out about the Bechtel poison gas factories and the bribe being paid to Israel, well, it's beyond diplomacy. Edwin Meese was forced to resign. Now, as for the Israeli part, Shimon Peres, he's Teflon. The Israelis can't follow the extent of the criminality, and he protested for a day or two, but he got off scot-free. While Meese resigned, this all came from material that Pollard was stealing from the U.S. Navy library. One incident. Did I make that clear enough?
Yes, I think it's very clear. Now, was the money actually paid then to Peres's political party?
No, and the pipeline issue went away. Meese's resignation put an end to that little stunt by Peres.
All right, we'll be back here in just a moment here with Barry Shamish.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Back to school time means our young people will be meeting new friends. Some of those friends may try to influence your kids to try drugs or alcohol. Let's remind young people that following the crowd can lead to trouble. And parents, let's not assume it always happens to some other family. Have a family discussion today. That's from the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and her staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service committed to education and conservation, call today. 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. And mention you heard this community announcement.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our last segment this morning. Of course, what Barry is basically saying is that there is certainly a very real possibility that there is going to be a war because of this virus that has really attacked Iran and attacked their nuclear facilities, their nuclear power plant. This is an act of war. The question is, who is responsible? Was it Israel? Is it our own Defense Department? Anyway, of course, probably one of the two is responsible, but Israel is getting the blame for it, and this could very well be a justification for Iran taking action against Israel, although I think that would be absolutely foolish to, for Iran to do anything directly themselves, but they have their surrogate Hezbollah. Is that basically your thought?
Well, that was at the beginning of the show. We've advanced till then, but that sounds right.
Okay, go right ahead.
Look, again, it's back to the president of Israel, Peres. Now, let's take it a step further all the way to this week. It came out on the front page of Ma'ariv, Israel's second largest daily. There is a shocking front page story about the power that Shimon Peres has over the Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Barak. And the story is that every decision they make has to go through Peres first. Like, big shock. Remember, the Israeli presidency is entirely a decorative function. The president of Israel, by the virtue of him being president, is supposed to stay out of politics. That's the whole point. He's supposed to put on the best side of Israel and be out of politics. But that's not what's going on. Now, what I found about this story remarkable, it says that Peres has weekly meetings. Now, I'll talk about who Yossi Belin and Ron Pundak are shortly. But he has weekly meetings with these two clowns to plan. It's not advice Peres is giving out. It's orders. The column said he advises Netanyahu. He doesn't advise him. He orders him. But I'm going to tell you who Balin and Pundak are. I've done this story, but you have to understand, Israelis think that they're has-beens, that they disappeared. They're not in the public eye. What they're doing out of the public eye is coordinating policy with Paris. Now, just so you know, I interviewed Ron Pundak right after the Oslo Accord was signed. We had a mutual friend, so I interviewed him with my then partner, Joel Bainerman, and without diving into, it was over an hour and a half that we talked to him, and he was just shooting his mouth off. But we were about to leave, and he says, my boss, his boss is Yossi Balin. He says, my boss doesn't believe in borders. And I didn't understand what he meant by that. Joel did. He was writing about the stuff. I said, what do you mean? He says, well, borders cause wars. If there were no borders, there'd be no wars. A concept that for a philosophy student, I suppose you could have a debate about this, but I said, so what? He says, well, if Israel didn't have its borders, there would never be another war. And I said, yeah, because there'd be no Israel.
Right.
And he said, something much better will replace Israel. And he starts talking about a union of the Middle Eastern nations, that Israel will meld into this union, and that we will provide, his words, hotels and gas stations for all the trucks delivering goods from Algeria to Baghdad. They'll have to pass through Israel or Israeli territory or former Israel. I still didn't understand how there's an Israel anymore if we have melded into the Middle Eastern Union. But I said to him, I said, so you're saying the purpose of Oslo is to destroy Israel's borders? And he says, exactly. But what's going to replace it will put an end of the threat of war to Israel for all time. Now, Joel knew what he was talking about. I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. This was in December of 93. That the two people who sit with Shimon Peres, the current president of Israel, who orders Barak, the defense minister, Netanyahu, the prime minister, to fulfill his advice. The article kept saying advice. Are Yossi Balin and Ron Pundak, and their goal is a Middle Eastern Union and an Israel without borders being part of this new grand union of nations.
And, of course, this is exactly like the European Union, the North American Union, this globalist plan to do away with national sovereignty and bring about the world government. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's the plan, all right. Look, what it comes down to, that article was an amazing revelation on the front page of Mariv. And about two Israelis understood how to read the article. They would be proud of their new president, Shimon Peres, being such an active politician at his age. No one understood how serious this article was. Balin and Pundak are at the heart of the governance of Israel without being officially involved in politics.
And this is all about the move towards world government. And the average Israeli, I'm sure, doesn't understand any more than the average American understands.
Not a clue. Now, what we've got, I'm going to end on a story that I think is very significant. Now, in Israel, there are all these European protesters, and a lot of them are really bored housewives. They're just women who get their information from TV, and they're recruited because they want more out of life.
Well, we're going to have to do that later. Barry, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Gotcha. Bye.
Okay.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and we like to have Barry on regularly because he keeps us appraised of what's really going on over in Israel. You have to understand that the major thrust behind everything going on today, the reason, of course, that we are shifting our manufacturing, are shifting our jobs, shifting our wealth out of this country, is because the globalists want to actually have China and India and Russia rule the world. You say that doesn't make any sense, but you must understand there is a master plan behind all of this. There are spiritual forces at work. They plan to transfer the leadership of the world to the BRIC nations, including Brazil, Russia, India, and, of course, China. And you can read their material. They will tell you they are going to shift the manufacturing, the wealth, and America is going to decline into secondly a second-rate nation, lowering our living standards. And, of course, this applies to Israel as well. They want to destroy the sovereignty of Israel, merge us into this one-world government. But a war is looming over there. It's going to involve us in one way or another. And that war probably will come sometime, either probably the first of next year. How serious it'll be, we can't tell, but everything points to the fact that there is going to be a major war in the Near East. I hope and pray that it does not involve the Middle East, Iran, and we won't be drawn into it. But there's no way out of the financial problems that we have here in America other than a war, just as it was in 1941 when they... Franklin Delano Roosevelt manipulated us into World War II, so they're planning on manipulating us into World War III, and there are going to be terrible, terrible consequences. Timing, there's no way to tell when it's coming, but you know very well that these people intend to have war. Why do we have the largest military in the world? Why do we spend more money on our military than all the rest of the nations in the world? Why do we have 720 military bases throughout the world? Why do we have troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? Because it's all about world government. But we can't tell the American people that our government has been taken over by a small clique whose loyalty is not to America, but to the dream of a new world order and a new world religion. To understand it, let me suggest you get a copy. We have used copies of Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies. He lays it out clearly on page 280 from there to the end of the chapter. He talks about how the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to take over control of the financial and commercial interests of the entire world by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. That are his words, and they have done it. And the average American doesn't know it. The fact that they don't know it is because they control the media and they control the major banks, and they're all in this together. But we must never let the American people know what it's about. Well, you can get the book, Barry Goldwater's With No Apologies, from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have Professor Quigley's long-suppressed book, Tragedy and Hope, where he tells you about the secret society that led to the formation of the Council on Foreign Relations. That's on pages 951.